Blog Talk Radio.
You have to wait. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Archer Jones Show. Woo! Of course, I'm your host, Artrell. I guess we do got some stuff to talk about. I was debating on should I do the show or not because of the way I was feeling. And as some of y'all know me and some of y'all don't, like, I easily, like, get depressed at times, and it just, like, it's just hard. It's like one of those things that just get hard for you, and, like, you don't know what to do with yourself, and, like, certain people do, like, feel a certain way when they get depressed. It's like they want to end their life. And other people get depressed, it's like they don't know what to do with themselves. It's like they just don't want to do nothing at all. Like, just sit there and do nothing, just sit there and just do nothing. Then you also got other people that's like depressed where it's easier for them to deal with. Compared for some of us, it's really not that easy. Like, mental illness is like really, it's really hard. And it's like really just so difficult to deal with. Like, you can have everything in the world going good for you, but there are like some triggers that's out there that can do it for you. Or it's like suddenly you can just, somebody can make you snap, or you just think about something and that's not going your way. That can happen. That can just make you snap and just end up getting in that depression stage. Or sometimes it could be just nothing at all. You can just feel sad. It's just one of those things that you just have to deal with and try your best to try to get yourself out of that funk. But I know it's hard, and I know it's really just difficult for something for people to deal with. But I guess the good thing is, like, you got people that care, which is a good thing. Could be even your, it could be like a friend, girlfriend, wife, fiance, best friend, mother, father, cousin, uncle, aunt,
pet dog,
pet cat, sister-in-law, brother-in-law, cousin-in-law, mother-in-law, just all those people that are just like back into your corner that can help you. And I guess for me, it's like, my mother had a hard time to understand why I feel this way. And I think partly she still feels like, how can I get this out?
It feels like there's nothing for you to really be depressed about.
Yeah, that's a good way to take it. But I know, like, people like to be, you know, positive all the time, but it's like in life, like, can't always be positive. It's like, well, you know, some people at times they said money can't buy you happiness. I think partly for some people is a complete lie, because sometimes it does to certain situations, but for like everybody else, is it doesn't.
I think it's more of a case that it's not that money can't buy you happiness. Money can help ease your struggles.
Yeah.
It doesn't cure what the problem is. It doesn't fix what the problem could be, but it helps, you know, in certain areas.
Right, exactly. I just need to, I guess for me, it's like, yeah, that's true. I do, at times I do need to keep busy. Like, I don't get depressed that much at work. But there, but I do have my days of just like, that I do like get into like a funk, but it doesn't last very long, which I'm kind of glad it doesn't. Ooh, I'm just sorry, there's just something in my eye. That's very good.
Oh, you got some over there? Stick that over there for you.
Oh, you okay, you got the orange kind.
Yeah.
I got the peach mango kind.
Ooh!
It's in there.
I've opened these secrets right now. We're talking about flavoring, water enhancers.
Right, which is good, and
well,
especially...
It's better if you can find the lid for your bottle so you can shake it.
You can take this one.
Well, thank you very much, Santa.
Ooh, police outside.
What, me?
No, it's just... one of those things
one,
that.
Two. Ooh,
they may not even stop nowhere. But back to depression. I hope that some of y'all that listen is like, I know some of y'all just wanted me to talk to you guys and stuff like that. I just couldn't get around the time to talk to people and just. It's just either I'm busy or it's just hard for me to talk to somebody. Any guests want to call in and just want to talk about depression or want to, like, you know, get something out there? 858-947-6621. Again, it's 858-947-6621. I would like to hear from some of y'all, like, what's the... what y'all like feeling depressed about, or what a person can do to get out of it, or just, you know, to have like, just want to hear somebody with a different view. This is like I'm filming it right now, but I'm just trying to like shake it off. And it never happened to me on air, but I guess it's like one of those feelings that you want some of your problems solved, like getting out of depression, or just want to, it's one of those things you just want to like shake it off and move on, but sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. Like earlier today, I tried to listen to music and partly worked. Wouldn't say it worked a lot, but it worked some. But, people, you know, like feeling depressed and all that stuff. Like I said, it's hard to get out of it, and it's hard to pass it on. It's like, although there's times they give you, like, prescription to supposed to help it, it doesn't fully help it go away, but it does help. I think it just really just, it hurts at times. It just really hurts. And just wow. I do run a group, although I don't be on it that much like I should. It's called A Beautiful Mind. If you ever get a chance to get on Facebook and look for it, just go ahead and just give it a like or comment on some things like, what helps you, like, do not get depressed or what's helped you in things like that, or what's one of your goals that you want to accomplish in life? I guess, like, one of the goals I want to accomplish is, like with my job, like, I love my job. Like, this is, I do consider one of my jobs that I don't get paid, which I wish I did. This is one of the things that I get paid. If I get paid, like, very a lot of money with this, I can do this, like, almost every day if I wanted to. But I think I could if it was, like, the opportunity presents itself. Like, just, like, I'm the type of person, I have a lot of ideas. Sometimes they don't come out, or, like, if you want to write, like, lyrics, or you want to, like, write poetry, you got a lot coming in your mind, just you want to say. But it's like one of those things, like, oh, I ain't got a pen and paper right by me. Or it's just one of those things that, man, yeah, like, I want to get a pen and paper, but I don't want to. Or it's like, oh, okay, I remember it. And suddenly you're going to end up forgetting it eventually, which is, you know, just sucks. Well, I do want to talk a little bit about my job since I'm going into that. Like, the job I got now, I'm a porter at the park. But before I get on to, like, why one change or why think what should be done, let's just talk about, like Miller Park is one of the biggest and, like, up to the top stadiums that's out there. And from the article I read, their attendance they went up. But there's, like, majority of other teams, their attendance have went down. The Milwaukee Brewers, they're in the National League. They're in the top of their, I would say, conference. I guess if you call it, like, the National League, like, a conference, whatever. I don't know what you call it, because it's different compared to the NBA. It's like they're on the top of their division. They're on the top of their the National League. Not top overall, they was, but still there. I know they're playing right now, and right now it's not looking good. They're losing right now. I think it's top of the 7-4. I hope that they really, like, go to the playoffs this year. Hell, people want to work. And if you didn't have the opportunity to experience the times they made it to the playoffs, like in 2008 and 2011, especially 2011 when they won the Central Division, and it was up there. They was very close to, like, going to the World Series. But I guess it just wasn't there for them, and seemed like they can't beat the Cardinals for some odd reason. Like, this year they can, you know, they don't have, like, that difficulty of beating them. But it's just, the bad thing is, it's like kind of difficult to beat the Cubs. I don't know why, but it is. But back to the job. I love my job. I love being a porter. I wouldn't trade it for anything else in the world. I guess the only problem I have with it is, like, I did end up getting the raise earlier this year, but I see that nobody else hasn't got a raise, or they probably have, but just wasn't up there. I don't know if it was because I was there for, like, the first 10 years, then took a year off, then came back. I don't know what the case may be. But I did end up with a raise. It's a decent raise. I mean, I got paid more than my last job, so I can't complain about that. But two of my complaints I have is like, you see that the new arena is going to be starting paying people $12.50 an hour. And at Miller Park, like their concession staff, they get paid a lot. And with like certain positions in there, they don't get paid enough. And I think being a porter and do what you do every single day, especially with like some of the man hours that we put in, and sometimes we go past our time, I think we don't get paid enough. And I started this, and I'm like, I've seen it like before during this season, but I guess I'm seeing it more and more because a lot of people are quitting. And there's people that, you know, they sign up to do the job, especially their first year there. They do one job, and they got the cleaning staff that's always looking for people, get paid like $12 an hour. So some of them, as I saw this week, jump ship to work there because there's a better pay. Like they get the hours and it's better pay compared to like working more hours and doing the porter but getting less pay. And I know there's still some issues with people, like we still paying Miller Park for them being, for it being existing. And like when it came to like one, like the five counties around us are still paying for it. Like, I don't know like the big scenarios or anything like that with like how much we still owe, but they said like a while ago we were supposed to be done paying it by 2016, and we're still paying it, and we're trying to figure out why. But according to like the news and newspapers and stuff like that, not enough attendance. And if it's not enough like attendance, then you can't blame everybody for not coming, for the Brewers not making to the playoffs as much as they did. It's like before they made it in 2008, it's been 26 years since they did. Although they did have like some winning records and, you know, have a winning season, but still, fans want more. Like, you had your fans that, you know, like, they nearly sell out, like, almost every weekend because, you know, people got the opportunity, and plus, it's like the summertime, kids don't got no school, you can take them to a baseball game. It's going to be hard to do that when it comes to, you know, NBA, NFLs. But NFL, you know, is mostly Sunday, so I don't know why I say NFL, but like NBA and NHL, sometimes it's kind of hard to get the audience to come in because some people got to work the next day. And like the same thing with NBA. It's really just got to be, got to find a balance. If you want to go to a game, or if you're coming from out of town, you want to go to a game, got to try to, you know, plan it and try to go like on a weekend or whatever. You know what I mean? But that we should get paid more. But I know they do raises like every year, but I think that's not good enough. I think they should give everybody a raise, like maybe either quicker, every 6 months or stuff like that. And plus, you got union dues. Because I know there's some people that not even don't even have to worry about it. And there's people that own union dues that just, it's just sucking the life out of them with the like they're supposed to expect this amount of check, but besides the taxes and stuff, you get this union dues that take like a chunk of it out. A chunk of it. Yes. Well, But yeah, just taking like massive amounts of money out of a paycheck, and then you just look at your paycheck, or just when you find out from the bank like how much you made, it's just like.
That was last week.
Which is just ridiculous. Like, I understand what the union dues are for, but it just, at the moment, it's just like for certain positions, there's no point. And, like, I'm all for the union dues and stuff like that, but they don't need to take a chunk of your money just to be around. It's just ridiculous. But just like I said, and look at like how the minimum wage is. It's been a while since the minimum wage has been raised from like $6.75 to now $7.25. It's been on that for like maybe like 4, 5, 6 years, I believe. And that's why you don't have that many people, you know, that many families and people. And you see, like, a lot of them complain, like, we should get, like, a 15 bucks an hour raise or something like that. It's just like, Illinois recently just got a big raise. I think they're, like, up to 12 bucks an hour for minimum wage now. While some of us are still stuck on the, like, low raise. Like, there's some good-paying jobs, but some of the jobs are not hiring, especially if you have like a criminal record. They skip you and just pass you by like you're not qualified because you have a criminal record. I know a lot of people, including myself, like, you wish you can change the past, but half of the time you just can't, because what's done is done and you just got to move on from it. But how can people move on from it while it's always brought up every time you try to apply for a job? I understand if it's like, oh, somebody stole or something like that, but like just anything else, it's just, it's like, why? It's like you're not amount to nothing, especially they make you feel this way. And that also can drive like people into depression as well. Just make them feel like that they're nothing. It's just insane. But I love my city. I love this state. But it's time that we got to do better. It just really sucks. I wish like a lot of people just make a complaint to, you know, the mayor can do so much, but it's up to like the Senate and the governor to try to change that, like change the minimum wage pay and stuff like that. We really just, and especially if you're like a person that's trying to like grow a business, you can't do that, because it's just hard. I'm sorry, I'm just reading something. I guess somebody's just looking for a person to do some writing, marketing, writers, editors, page admins, and stuff like that for, I guess, probably another Bucks group, Milwaukee Bucks group. I know we're going to get into that later. I'm sorry, y'all. Okay. I'm going to play something, and hopefully I get a little bit out of this funk, and we'll just talk about hopefully something good for everybody. So hang on, we will be back.
Hot and dangerous. If you're one of us, then roll with us, because we make the hipsters fall in love when we got our hot pants on and up. And yes, of course we does. We run in this town just like a club. And no, you don't want to mess with us. Got Jesus on my necklace.
Get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Me get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy yet. Glad, moonwalking, and this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my INDEPENDENT shit hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four-track busting. Halfway across that city with the back crushed it. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels
labels out here. Now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Now, can I kick it? Thank you. Yeah, I'm so damn grateful. I grew up really wanna go punch, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We rock. Gonna go off, gone. Two cents to buy. I got a world to see. And my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer. Nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people. Now, sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands, this is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
Can we go back? This is the moment.
My guest will be here in shortly, but first I just want to talk about a little bit of Bucks news. If some of y'all that listened to Hazel Runs Her Mouth yesterday, we were talking about the Bucks and some of the moves that just like popped up, like maybe like hours before her show aired yesterday. One of the things that happened was Jabari Parker may take the qualifying offer, which I mentioned that can go from like $8 million all the way up to $20 million. And I think they tried to get Chris Middleton an extension, but he refused the extension, and he's going to be a free agent. And I take it one person that, so I was like thinking that, oh, he's not going to come back to the team or whatever. But it all depends how much you, you know, trying to pay him. It's a situation that, but you're in it with Jabari and don't know, like, how much he is expecting or how much, you know, other teams is going to offer since he's a restricted free agent. I know some people are talking about dual signing trade just to get something for nothing. But just after, like, just thinking about it and just reviewing about it, if he's too much money, I'll let him go. Although it's going to suck, but you got to think about, like, financially, business-wise, what you're going to do. Plus, you got some cap for, like, the summer of 2019 to think about. You get Eric Bledsoe off the books. You're supposed to get Tulalovich off the books, but you might end up getting him off the books this summer if the NBA accepts that, or they're going to try to make it like a somewhat of a buyout of what they want to do with that situation. So there's a lot of options with that. And plus, like, I understand some people, like, disappointed on, because, like, during the season, they was, like, at the fourth seed at the time. And I think this was around, like, February. They was, like, in the fourth seed. I think it was end of February. Then suddenly, they kind of dropped a little bit. And it was, like, as I mentioned on Hazel's show yesterday, like, they ran, you know, they were running some of the Jason Kidd schemes. And it was like the interim coach, Joe Prunty, looked like he couldn't come up with anything on his own. He had to use, like, the same playbook. But I'm glad we got a new coach now and a new coaching staff that knows what they're doing and make them a better defensive team and a great, like, ball movement team. I just can't wait to see that. And speaking of, like, the Bucks, the lights are finally on at the new Bucks Arena. So all their 800 TVs is on, scoreboards on, all their lights and stuff is on. So I guess all it is just a matter of, oh, I'm sorry just to break this up, but I'm just looking at the Brewers and Reds score right now. It's bottom of the eighth, and it's 5-4 Brewers. So they must have somehow, I take it maybe in the eighth inning, they probably made a comeback. Like I say, I hope they do make it to the playoffs this year. People need to work. People broke. But while I'm still just waiting on my guest to get here, whenever my guest is done with what my guest is doing, I don't know if the guest heard me, but we'll see. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, I might as well just get on the topic of, should get on with this segment of, what do I call it? What is it? What is it? What is it? Maybe this will remind me. So what sucks? President Donald Trump was in town yesterday. I'm not saying, like, he's a, I wouldn't say he's a total horrible human being, but he's just a horrible president. And some of his followers that don't even understand, they just come news out of their behinds. They suck too. Just like, really? Yeah, this is followers and suck. And, you know, like, some people can be so much misguided, and the only thing that Republicans do is think about the rich and think about themselves. Don't give a care of the world about anybody else. So the Republicans, you really really sucks. Let's see, what else sucks? I know. Since we talk about a little bit of wrestling, Brock Lesnar holding the title since WrestleMania of last year, still holding it on to this day and hasn't defended as much as he should. He sucks. Can I get a you suck? Oh, just kind of messed up right there. So, well, what else sucks? You want to pay bills, but you can't pay like a phone bill that you want to pay so you can get the phone cut on. And bills just suddenly just come out of nowhere. What else sucks? My guest is really taking her time and not here at the moment, so we can get the last 8 minutes out of it, so that really sucks. Let's see, is there anything else that sucks? So you saw the ending of Avengers, the latest one, and now you gotta wait till next April or next May to see the conclusion of it. God, let me think. There's something else that sucks too. Getting a whole bunch of tickets in the car and you know you're in the right area of the park. They won't give you a parking ticket anyway because they want to get paid. So they I think what else sucks. I ended up with the day off today and was hoping I was going to have the weekend off, but only got today and Sunday off, and now I gotta work tomorrow and Saturday. That sucks. Let's see, I think I can find out one more thing that sucks. My stepson's father blames everybody for the problems but himself, and although he's been nice to me, but he's still being rotten to his son and my wife. It just seems like he needs to get his own life and stop and try to man up for once. Seems like he's not a man at all. He sucks. Let's see, may I say more? If this guest doesn't hurry up, I thought you would have heard me. I thought you would have heard me a while ago.
No, I was making baby down. I get into a zone and don't hear anything. Hi, Mr. Charles. How you doing?
Apparently, you do be in the zone.
I was in the zone. I was just thinking of trimmings and all sorts for the gowns and everything.
So,
what are we on?
How's Maddie Mary?
Maddie Mary is pretty awesome right now. Thank you very much.
What's been going on with it lately?
We received a donation, which was a very large donation, of 11 gowns, three of which were wedding dresses, and the other, hold on, I've got to do math here, the other eight were like prom dresses, and so I've been busy working on making them into burial gowns. I've done six of the gowns already. And out of those six, made 22 baby gowns.
Okay.
And I've just taken apart and just doing the trimmings of another one, which I got two out of because it was only a short little dress that covers your ass. Well, if it was covering my ass, then we'd probably make 100 gowns because that was big ass. But don't nod your head. But split cold water at you.
Oh no, don't do that.
But then on the weekend when I was house sitting, I made 76 baby hats and 14 diaper and gel sets. So we're doing pretty good right now.
That's good. Any donation that you're going to do?
Well, I'm hoping that we can going to get a donation drive up and running. And I got some items that were donated to us to be held for an auction or an online sale, just to make some, you know, funds and everything. So hopefully that will be in July to coincide with Matthew's 6th birthday.
Yeah, his birthday is July 28th, right?
Yes, it is. You should remember that.
Yeah, I'm surprised I did.
Yeah, I'll say this. You know it when it's there, but you're not very good with dates.
No, I'm not. I admit that.
I mean, it takes you a while to remember my birthday.
September 26th.
Oh, you remembered it this time. I'm so proud. But yeah, you're not a good date person, and I don't mean that in a bad way or anything.
No, because it's Nick, because like, it took me a while to remember my mother's birthday, which is November 18th.
It's 2 days after my dad's birthday, November
15th. There you go. And just get stuck on that. I don't know, it's just my frame of mind, just like thinking.
It's like your thing is that you're a good, like a week before an event, because then you know it. Do you know what I mean? It's like a week before my birthday, you're like, your birthday's Friday. And you're like, yeah. But it's like leading up to it, you're like drifty and spacey. But I think some of that has to do with, you know, certain mental health issues that you have.
Mm-hmm.
That if you think too far ahead, it gets overwhelming. And you're more of a think within the next couple of weeks as opposed to long term.
Right, exactly. I know we got like 3 minutes left, so I'm trying to think of Jerry.
I'm only here for 3 minutes.
Yeah, I tried calling you like a little while.
Why didn't you play a song called Friend Crack My Ass Over? That's sad.
But you know what? For those who's listening, we're going to stay on extra 15 minutes. Although you don't get to hear us live, but you do get to hear us right after the show is over.
So I'm covered in glitter from the girls as well. Fuck, really badly. But anyway, what else did you want to
ask? So what we're going to do, we're going to stay on for like extra 15 minutes. Although it sucks that some of y'all ain't going to hear us live, but y'all going to have to wait until.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Firecrackers.
Dogs down scared. Okay, Mama. Okay, Mama Beth. I got you. Okay. Okay.
But today it just seems
weird.
Yeah.
It's like a really, I think what's not helping is like, it's very hot in our apartment and we don't have air conditioning. And we got fans and everything, but it's just that, I don't know, it's been this way for the whole thing. to me that everything's like been very weird. I'm overly emotional on everything right now.
Mm-hmm.
You could ask anybody who's like spoken with me. Last night, what you didn't see was when I carried on making the gowns after I did my radio show. I'm like making the gowns in tears. I was so upset and so emotional. And I think some of it is because it's obviously leading up to Matthew's birthday. And you know, for me, that's like of the year.
Right.
I think it was because it's the realization of what these gowns are going to be for, and I'm okay when they're with us in our home because they're not being used. But as soon as they're donated, you know they're going to be used and given to people. So I have a hard time with that, and yesterday was really bad.
Right. So, like I said, we're about to go off air, and we're going to stay on for like an extra 15 minutes just chilling the fan and all that. So, you get a chance, just listen to this show and all other shows. You can find us on iTunes, or you can stay on Blog Talk Radio and listen to past episodes, including yesterday, his original episode as well. So, just check that out. Just want to get that out there before we go off the air. And also look for WFSO Radio Network on Facebook. Look for WFSO on Facebook as well. I'm trying to work on a Patreon page, so hopefully we'll get that up and running so y'all can, try to maybe sponsor us or something like that, because we are looking for sponsors. So, but anyways, I guess I'm going to get back to, for those who just joined us and listening on, although it's live to us, but it's not live right now. It was like previously recorded. But I guess what I want to get back to is a little bit of, I guess we was talking about downtown yesterday.
Right.
Right, but like we got like some of the eateries around here and little stores, and I guess we were also talking about like what was missing around there. And I know one of them we said like fast food restaurants, like McDonald's or Burger King or something like that.
Taco Bell, Arby's, Culver's, whatever. There needs to be, you know, a couple of, like, fast food places down there other than, really the only so-called fast food places you've got downtown are Subway.
Right.
And, yeah, you can go into the Grand and there's, some places up in the food court and everything. But, you know, there's not a lot of what I want to say is cheap fast food places.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you got a couple of bucks on you, you can just quickly run and grab a cheeseburger and a salad and you're good. You know, the stuff in Grand Avenue is, you're talking like the cheapest food is the $5 stuff.
Right, and I know they're trying to make like a food area like downstairs on the other one.
Right.
But it's like, what would they put down there? Like, what?
To me, they need a place like, I mean, I know they've got Rocky Rococo's upstairs.
Right, which is good too.
But I think they need, what is the name of that one, that pizza place at Southridge? Is it Sobero. They need something like that, because not everybody likes Rocky Rococo, let's be perfectly honest.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had a place like that there where you could grab a quick salad, you could grab a slice of pizza, and you've got more choices than just pepperoni or sausage or cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you could get a calzone or, you know, all those different types of pizzas.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, they have bowls of salad as their breadsticks. Oh, I agree with that.
Right, their calzones is
right. But I'm thinking if you have more places like that where you could just grab a slice of pizza. You know what I mean?
Right.
It would be good, because I know when we've been to Southridge and we've been to Mayfair that also has one, that they do really good deals. They have a lot of $5 deals.
Right.
Where it's like a slice of pizza, and then it's either some breadsticks, a small salad, small bowl of pasta, something like that with it. And I think they need a lot more things like that down there. I apologize. there's also, you know, we need more places that are kid-friendly as well.
Or family friendly. Yeah.
And yes, the places, you know, with what they're saying they want to do and everything, it should get better. But, you know, Applebee's was a place where you could go down there and take your kids, and you had the $1.99 every Tuesday or Thursday, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that down there anymore. And to me, you need to bring some of those, what they call mid-level dining places, down there, so that you can get, like, if you're downtown with your family and everything, for, say, a Bucks game or for any event that's going on, or even if you're vacationing, you can take your kids out for a decent meal for $1.99 for,
mm-hmm.
or $2.99. And let's be honest, Applebee's does the half-price appetizers after 10. So places like that would be packed out after a Bucks game.
You're right.
How many times have we, after when we've been to the Bucks or when we've been to wrestling or something downtown, you know, you're like, I'm so hungry. And since they've closed Applebee's, you know, for likes of us to being able to go in there and get the, like, the beer pretzels, some wings, some wedges, and mozzarella sticks, say all of those four things for $10 is a big deal.
Exactly, especially like the only thing that's around there,
yeah,
is George Webb.
Right, and not knocking George Webb, because we spend money in there. We are known for getting the grab the burger bags where you get the 6 hamburgers and everything. We
right.
do that.
Right.
So we are, that's not an issue. The issue is that if there's so many people who end up in that establishment, that there have been a couple of times, if you remember where we went, where they've run out of stuff because so many people are there. And you need to get other places there. Get an IHOP down there. Get a Perkins down there. Get a, what's the other breakfast one? Denny's. You know, get some places down there like that that, you know, are open late. They are open till, say, midnight or later.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to go in there and, you know, do that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having breakfast at midnight. We've been there, we've done it. Everybody enjoys a pancake or two at midnight, let's be perfectly honest. But
exactly.
I'm saying for people like us, especially when Robert was younger, if you remember, you know, if we've been able to go to Applebee's and get, say, a dinner each for us, and then we have to spend a couple of bucks on his food. Or if they were still down there when doing the half-price appetizers, you know how many times when we at places like Buffalo Wild Wings where we get the combination appetizer platter and it's so big that that's what we would share. You know, $13, we shared it, we're happy, good to go, thank you very much. You know, stuff, and I know there's Buffalo Wild Wings down there. I know there's other places like that along Water Street. But it's on Water Street. It's not
on Wisconsin
It's not
Avenue.
On Wisconsin Avenue. And that, to me, is what they need to be building up.
Right, exactly. Did you know they used to have McDonald's down there?
I know they did.
Yeah, I just remember going there as a kid, like, especially like in the early 90s when it used to be down there. It used to be packed.
Right.
It did used to be packed, but I don't know why they closed it down for, but I don't know. Like I said, it just had a movie theater until somebody...
That one got right dishy in there.
Yeah.
But, and see, and this is the thing. If you brought down the movie theater back down there, no one's going to say anybody's going to get raped again. You could get raped at Southgate. You could get raped any of them. You know, if a man is out to rape someone, and I'm saying someone because men get raped as well.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody is set to rape someone, they're going to do it regardless. And what are we supposed to do? You know, close down everywhere. Are we supposed to close down all the parks because people get raped in parks? Are we supposed to close down public bathrooms, all of them, because people have been raped in public bathrooms? If somebody is going to rape someone, they're going to do it regardless. And we've got to stop giving power to people like that.
Right.
You know, we've got to take the power back and say, okay, let's put a movie theater downtown. Even if it's open only 3 days a week, bring something down there.
I do agree that that's probably one of the things that I miss was when I was down there, while I was kept going down there, while I was a kid, was movie theater.
Right. And you're not the only person who has said that. There's a lot of people who are like, oh, you remember when you could go downtown and there's a movie theater down there and, you know, this lot. And, yeah, Water Street is alive. Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. It's mm-hmm. alive. It really is. But, you know, there are other parts. Let's be honest. There are other restaurants on Wisconsin Avenue. And there are other bars on Wisconsin Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that a lot of them would get much more traffic if there was more things on Wisconsin Avenue.
Right.
And, yes, I think, like, the Bucks New Arena and the Entertainment District and that lot is going to help things out. But we still need more businesses to come down there, like more entertainment-type businesses. Perhaps get a couple of, like, you saw the piano bars on Water Street. Bring a couple of those over that side.
Yeah, we did used to have one until that chamber is over.
Right, but I mean, you've got to me, you've got to bring out some more, you know, things to get people down there.
Right, because it has a good nightlife, but it's just like, it still does, but it's not like as big as it used to be.
Right.
It's just, oh.
Smelly ass dog.
As always. Didn't this happen yesterday?
Yes, it did.
Oh, my God. But although we're trying to wait on the Grand, trying to, you know, at least get done with their the apartments on the second building of it, and although they're trying to wait to get the store down there, now all they worry about is like, will they still have, you know, traffic going on?
And the thing is, they will. They just got to start catering to what people want, and, you know, go out and talk to people. Talk to the people who work down there. Ask them what they need down there. Ask the
right.
people who work. What do you need in Grand Avenue? What do you need in there? And speak to, like, perhaps go around to the different jobs that are downtown. You know, We Energies is down there. There's a bunch of insurance companies down there. Go and ask those employees, what needs to come downtown that will help you?
Right.
You know, then start asking people when they're leaving different sporting events, because the Panther Arena's down there still, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Ask people down there, what do you want to see down here that will draw you downtown other than for a game? And I think once you start asking those questions, you're going to start seeing a trend.
Right, which I think, like, the people that owns it, Grand Avenue, like I mentioned, is doing a bad job just suggesting, like,
right.
what should
well,
be made.
I don't think they're doing a bad job, per se, but I think they're misguided in where their priorities are.
Right, because they're thinking, like, add more apartments is going to get something going.
It's
like,
not. That's the thing. And, yeah, we do need more apartments because, let's be honest, if you get more people living downtown, more things are going to come to downtown. So I do get that side of things. But while you're busy doing that, you've got to be busy bringing in the retail. You have to be working on that as a priority.
Right.
Because if you don't, those apartments are going to be set at one price. And then if you're not getting people in to rent the rest of the retail space, those apartment prices are going to go up. And then you're going to... You're going to end up with empty rentals because you can't fill them because your price is too high.
And I think, like, some of them haven't learned their lesson with some of that. That's
right.
Why you see half of them are like, while she goes do her thing, I'm just going to talk about more about downtown. But, like, this is like they still got some business going on around there. Like, they got this the breakfast and bread type of thing. That's on Wisconsin Street, which is going strong. But I think the problem is like it closed like at midnight. Although you got your Domino's down there. I know you used to have Pizza Hut over there, but that's gone. It's just a lot of the things that were just that are missing. You know what? I'm going to see if there's any like updates on. Let me just check. I'm gonna look through Yahoo and see like if there's any just gonna look up the Grand Avenue and see if there's anything that they're and or how much of it can be done, or I'm probably just going to go down there over the weekend and just look around and just see, like, what's being done over there. So just another got a couple of minutes left. But then again, we're off the air and still recording, so we can go as long as we want. So just give me a second here. I'm just trying to look up and see if there are any updates on the brand and things like that. So just give me a moment. Sorry about the awkward silence. Okay, yeah, Yahoo's finally about to come up. Like I said, guys, sorry about the awkward silence. We're Oh yeah, this is an interesting thing too that they're talking about. When the president was here yesterday, is like, I guess it warns Harley Davidson to don't bring like their jobs, some of their jobs overseas.
He's the one who let him go overseas. He made the export tariffs so damn high that they had to open up branches overseas so that they could still keep the prices of their bikes where they should be.
Really?
Yeah, because just say, for example, bikes. If somebody orders a bike in England, it gets shipped from over here, and say you're talking about $75,000 for a bike, okay?
Right.
So, because of his export tariffs that he's now done, for that same bike that would have cost, say, last year $75,000 including the import, it's now costing
$125,000. Oh, wow.
So Harley Davidson has had to some of its operations overseas so that they don't raise the prices on their product so they can keep it low for people overseas who still want their stuff. And that's where Trump's like now having a hissy fit over, but it's like you raise these export fees and everything so freaking high they have no choice.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry.
No, that's fine because I never would have known that. Because, if that's the case, then it just sucks for the people that, that want to get a Harley. And I just hope they don't move all their business, there.
No, it's the export.
Oh, okay. And plus, they're celebrating their, I think it's like 115 year, like this August.
Yep.
And
would you just like to celebrate the fact that as of tomorrow, it's been 19
years? Yay! Like I said, sorry for the awkward silence. I'm just looking for like some. Let's see. No, we're not talking about what happened here. We're not talking about that. Let me try a new source. Hmm. Let's see. There's something recent. I think we was talking about this too, about Target. So let me see if I can read the whole thing. If it comes on.
Come on,
yeah, probably gonna do. We're just gonna end it right here. For those who like, you know, wait for, you know, watching us this long, I'd like to thank you for listening. Don't forget, this Sunday is WFSO FanView. I know I was supposed to talk about wrestling today, but you get like your wrestling fix on there on Sunday. That would be 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Yeah, Hazel runs her mouth Wednesday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 8:30 p.m. Central. Then you get my show every Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Don't forget to check out Wrestling Fans Speak Out at Weebly.com. Don't forget to look for WFSO Radio Network, WFSO The Archer Jones Show, WFSO Vanview, all them pages on Facebook. And times you want to call in during the live show, don't forget our number is 858-947-6621. If you just want to listen, any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, just call in the show. And like I said, we are looking for sponsors. So, you know, anybody that, you know, want to sponsor, just try to get all of us on Facebook. So until then, thank you all very much for listening. And you guys have a good night. And you get to listen to me and the rest of the wrestling crew on Sunday.